We have been strongly ordered by the MRCC to stand by.
With his distinctive blue seaman's cap, Tongi Loop is the SOS Deputy Search and Rescue Coordinator. Originally from Brittany, France, he spent 6 years in the French military special rescue unit. Tongi explains what brought him to the Aquarius.
A lot of reasons, actually, but first of all, because it's as a seaman, as a professional seaman, we have a kind of golden rule. I mean, at least it's what traditions say, and we should always help each other when we are in distress situation at sea. So personally, as a seaman, I just feel like it's my duty to do something. And that's it. It's not that much about migration or however for me. It's just like, you don't let people dying at sea.
Allez-y.
OK, merci à
vous. Les amis.
Merci. Je suis vraiment content de vous.
Merci. Au revoir.
MSF logistician is François Redon, also a native from Brittany and with MSF since 2015. He has worked in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Chad. He says given that Europe experienced its own large-scale exodus during the 19th and 20th centuries, the reactions of today are surprising.
Europe had to face major migrations as well in the last century. I mean, Italy, for example, had thousands of Italians had to migrate to the United States or in other countries in Europe like France. And they were not always welcome, but at least they were not like rejected. I don't really understand how people can consciously accept that they're just killing other people. I mean, it's not physically killing, but it's accepting thousands of deaths.
MSF, there is permission to take the newborn with family to the Aquarius. Over.
Good copy.
Authorities on both sides of the Mediterranean have been keen to curtail NGO sea rescue activities. Added to that has been Italy's frustration with a lack of EU unity in dealing with migration. Despite such constraints, Renata Sinker, MSF spokesperson and project coordinator on board the Aquarius, refuses to give up.
I think it is your heart and your emotions that drive, that are my drive to do what I'm doing. And without those, I do not think I can make the best calls. You need to be driven by heart. You need to be driven by something you believe in, which is rescuing people from drowning at sea, those who are taking a horrible route. I do manage to take the distance afterwards, but that will take a little bit longer than after an event happening.
All stations, this is Aquarius. Radio Silence. Radio Silence, this is a working channel for search and rescue operations between Libyan Coast Guard and Aquarius.
SOS Search and Rescue Head Coordinator Nick Romagnac has 18 years of sea experience, and these include the North Atlantic, Indian Ocean and the West African coast. Given it's his third year in the search and rescue zone, he has led teams that have saved countless of lives. He explains how such rescue missions have affected him.
I've always, from the very beginning, I've dealt with my emotions and my feelings afterwards. I do have a responsibility for my team, for the continuation of the mission, the continuation of saving lives at sea. It takes me longer and longer to recover. I believe in what we do. And I will deal with my personal issues when I get home at the end of the mission, ready to then come back and continue, as long as we're needed, as long as there's people in distress.
As the Aquarius stocks up and sets sail for another search and rescue operation, they know too well that people in rubber dinghies will continue to risk their lives to cross one of the world's most deadly migrant routes. Philip Warwick for RFI, Catania, Italy.